Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Ches. We're going to begin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Umanot Temra. The Gemara in the previous shiur was attempting to find out if our Mishnah that allows various kabbonis to be brought when most of the tzibur, most of the kohanim are tamei, could follow the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds im ein basar ein dam. Yeshua holds that if there's no meat to be eaten, then you can't do zrikas adam. And these kabbonis that were mentioned in the Mishnah, there could not be any meat eaten because they were tamei. And the question was, could the Mishnah follow Rabbi Yeshua? So that the last teres the Gemara gave was that our Mishnah can't follow Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. Just Rabbi Yeshua differentiates between Lechatchil and Bediyavid. And that although Rabbi Yeshua says, Im ein basar ein dam, you're not allowed to do srikas adam if there's no basar, he will agree Bediyavid it's acceptable. Ask the Gemara, not timer the shunning le Rabbi Yeshua ben Lechatchil and Bediyavid. Where do we find Rabbi Yeshua makes this dichotomy between a Lechatchil situation and a Bediyavid situation? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, because it's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Nitma Abasar, Oish Nivsal, Oish Yotzah Chutz L'Kloim. The Basar got disqualified because it became Tomei. Rashi says it got Tomei because the Tful Yoim touched it, or it was taken outside the Kloim. Rabbi Lezer, I mean Yisroi. Rabbi Lezer says, Rikas Adam still may be done, because Rabbi Lezer is going according to his Shita, that even if the Basar is unfit, Zrikas Adam is acceptable. Rabbi Yeshua lo Yizrik. Rabbi Yeshua, according to his Shita, if the Basar is unfit, Zrikas Adam is unacceptable. However, my dear Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is agreeable, Shem Zorak, that if you did it, Hurtza. So we'll explain that our Mishnah is going Bidiyavid. Ask the Gemara. This answer is untenable for two reasons. Chada, the Psula Diyavid Mashma. In learning what Rabbi Yeshua said, "Im ein basar, if there's no meat, it's possible." Doesn't seem to make a difference if it's a lechatchil or b'diavad situation. Furthermore, let's learn our Mishnah. V'ayit chamisha dvarim boim lechatchil Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the wording of our Mishnah is the five things are permitted. Doesn't seem to indicate that it's a b'diavad situation. It's a lechatchil situation, and still our Mishnah says that although the meat is disqualified, you could do Zrikas Dam. So how could you say that our Mishnah is speaking about a Bediyavid situation? Says the Gemara, different terms. Eloi Kasha. I could still reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. Kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur. When did Rabbi Yeshua say that if there's no basar, or the basar is unfit, Zrikas Adam may not be done, the carbon can't be brought? That's by carbon yachid, an individual's carbon. Our Mishnah is talking about Kabbonis Tzibur. Kabbarat Tzibur, Rabbi Yeshua will agree you can bring it if it's disqualified. So the Mashal points out that even though Rabbi Yeshua now is making a dichotomy between Yochid and Tzibur, the dichotomy that we began the shiur with between Lechatchila and Bediyavid remains. Rabbi Yeshua will make a difference between Lechatchila and Bediyavid, as we'll see very clearly on the Gemara on the top of Daf Ayin Ches on the base in Mitzvah Shem later in the shiur. And he says, the question that we asked, that Amish is talking Lechatchila, is no longer a question, because Amish is talking about a carbon tzibur. And a carbon tzibur, Rabbi Yeshua is even Mekel Lechatchila, but the Yevon he will not be Mekel. But says the Mashal, that then the Gemara asked another question. The Gemara asked, that Rabbi Yeshua says Psula means even B'diyavid. So how could you say Rabbi Yeshua is Mekel B'diyavid? So the Mashal says that question alone is not the most significant question, because Psula doesn't necessarily mean that even B'diyavid it's not accepted. And I'll show you another answer that the Rishash says later in the shiur. Now, asks Rashi, why does Rabbi Yeshua make a difference between Lechatchila, between Karban Yochid and Karban Tzibur? So Rashi says, because Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold to Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. When we're dealing in a situation with a Tzibur, there we say it's Hutra, it's Mutter Lechatchila, and that's why we could be Mekel by our Mishnah, because we're dealing with a Karban Tzibur. Tosfos takes a very different approach than Rashi. Taisus' approach is that this whole din, that if the basar is unfit, even with the evid, the carbon cannot be brought, you can't do zrikas adam, is only a din with the rabbanon. And the rabbanon were only machmer by carbon yochid. The rabbanon make their own gezeiros, they make their own decrees, they could pick and choose when they want to. They were only machmer by carbon yochid, not by a carbon tzibur. Given that our Mishnah is talking about a carbon tzibur, we could be mekel. Before we go into the next part of the shir, it's worth reviewing some of the concepts that we've been discussing over the last shir. Three concepts. The first concept is that if we say, as we just touched upon a minute, there's a question, is tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah d'chuy b'tzibur? Tumah hutra b'tzibur means that it's perfectly fine. If the most of the tzibur or most of the kahanim are tameh, it's 100% l'chatchil situation to bring the carbon b'tumah. Or perhaps tumah d'chuy b'tzibur. Tumah d'chuy b'tzibur means that it's a situation that we tolerate, but it's not a situation that we accept, and it's a situation we try to avoid. If we hold, as the Gemara said at first glance, tumah d'chuy b'tzibur, we have to find all sorts of reasons to allow a carbon to be brought b'tumah. So the Gemara said that when a carbon is brought b'tumah, this is the Gemara from the previous year, it works because we say hatzitz meratza, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore had the ability to be mechaper on the fact that the carbon was brought b'tumah. So if you say tumah d'chuy b'tzibur, we have to rely on tzitz meratza. Once we speak about tzitz meratza, there's another shaila. When the shaila we already discussed today, a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, that do we say that to do zrikas adam, you need to have basar, you have to have meat available, fit kosher meat available, kosher not in the issa v'heta sense, in the carbon sense, or not? Rabbi Yeshua, as we said, held that you do. That you ain't boss or ain't dam. If there is no fit meat available, you can't do zrikas adam. Lezer holds him ain't boss or even if there is no fit meat available, you could still do yesh dam, you could do zrikas adam. Now, as the Gemara will say, at first glance, now one more thing, when we say the tzitz is meratza, one more word of introduction, what does the tzitz work for? Does the tzitz work for the dam? Or the tzitz meratza al achilos, on the meat. Also, achilos means the part that's eaten. At first glance, if the two shailas of the tzitz being meratza on achilos or not on achilos travels together with the shaila of ein basar ein dam or ein basar yesh dam. And let's explain how these two things travel together. If we say hatzitz meratz al achilos, that the tzitz works on the achilos, so even if the basar is tamei, it shouldn't be an issue. On the other hand, if we say the ein hatzitz meratz al achilos, that the tzitz doesn't help for the achilos, then obviously we have to hold that im ein basar, ein dam. Why? Let's think it through. If you hold im ein basar, that even if there's no meat available, you can still do zrikas adam, so it shouldn't bother me if the tzitz is or isn't mechaper on the basar. I don't need the basar. If I say ein hatzitz meratza l'achilos, that the tzitz can't help us on the meat, it must mean that I need the meat, and ein hatzitz meratza l'achilos tells me that it won't help because the tzitz can't help you for the basar. That's what the Gemara says. Name masnisin like Rabbi Yossi. So perhaps our Mishnah won't work with Rabbi Yossi. The Tananya, we learned Braisa. Rabbi Lezah metzitz meratz al achilas. The tzitz that's mechaper is not only mechaper on the dam if it becomes tamei, but even on the basar if it becomes tamei. Achilas means the portion that's eaten. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't a tzitz meratz al achilas. That the tzitz can't work for the part that's eaten for the meat. Kusal kadaitach, so the Gemara says, as we just explained, that the tzitz can't help for the meat. He must hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need to have the meat. Because if you don't need to have the meat, why is it relevant that the tzitz is or isn't mechaper? It must be that Rabbi Yossi holds you must have the meat, and the tzitz can't help you for the meat. Neima hashta must listen like Rabbi Yossi. So then our Mishnah can't work with Rabbi Yossi, because in our Mishnah the meat is unfit, and if the meat is unfit and the tzitz can't help you for the meat, so how could the Mishnah tell us that you could still bring this carbon? Right, if it's mechaper, not nothing. Masnitz like Rabbi Yossi. So we have a proof that our Mishnah can't work with Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, loy. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, surely. Rabbi Yossi is going to agree with Rabbi Lezer. Dama, dam af pishen basar. I don't have to have the meat. All I have to have is the dam. Ask the Gemara if Rabbi Yossi is going to agree with Rabbi Lezer that the meat is not essential, and therefore if the meat is not fit, that doesn't prevent me from bringing the carbon. So I don't understand. Rabbi Yossi makes a statement that the tzitz doesn't work for the basar. So it doesn't work for the basar. I don't need the basar. So what's the difference if it does or doesn't work? Ask the Gemara, if you're following this line of reasoning, I have a question to Rabbi Lez also. Let's think about this. Rabbi Lez says the tzitz does work for the basar. Ratzitz meratzal achilas. Ask the Gemara, why does he have to say it? Kivin the amadam af pishein basar. If Rabbi Lezer says you don't have to have fit meat, so what's the difference if the tzitz is meratzal and not meratzal? I don't have to have the meat anyway. Kivin the amadam af pishein basar. That if I have the blood, even though I don't have the meat, I could continue. Hatzitz meratzal achilas to my hilchasa. So now we have a question. We've tied the question of a tzitz meratzal achilas together with the concept of needing basar or not. So let's put Rabbi Yossi to the side. Rabbi Lezer, we know clearly what he holds. Rabbi Lezer clearly holds a tzitz meratzal achilas, that tzitz works for the basar, and we also know that in aim basar, even if you don't have meat, yesh tam, you could still do the zrikas tam. But why does Rabbi Lezer have to have both of those shittas? We have a redundancy of shittas. Once you hold Ein basar, even if you don't have meat, yesh tam, you can still do zrika, so I don't need the tzitz to mimratza on the chila. So what's Rabbi Lezer telling me at tzitz mimratza on the chila is, the tzitz works for the basar, I don't need it to work for the basar, I don't need the basar. Says the Gemara, the question is a different question. But now let's say another word of introduction. We know that a carbon can become posel by pigle. That if the kohen has the wrong machshavas chutzul zmanoi, that he's going to eat or bring the carbon in the wrong time, the carbon becomes piggle. But as we've said many times, our carbon can only become piggle if there's no other disqualification with this carbon. If there's another disqualification, then it's not piggle. Says the Gemara, that's going to be the nafkamina. L'may hilchasa, el mikveh bepiggle, can this carbon become piggle? Ulafuke midei milil kamefugi. We know that a carbon, until it actually has Zrikas Adam, it's considered Hashem's. And if somebody uses it for their private purpose, it's called Me'ila, taking Hashem's property and using it for your own. After the Zrikas Adam, then it's yours and there's no Me'ila. Rabbi Lezer Sofer, so now let's figure it out. Rabbi Lezer Sofer, Mrat Tzitz Alevei, the Tzitz will take care of the problem if the basar is tamei, so now it's no longer tamei. So there's no other disqualification on this meat. If there's no other disqualification, imagine a piggle. It can be susceptible to piggle. On the other hand, since it's no longer considered tamei, because the tzitz took care of it, a mapaklem de mila. So then the zrikas adam works for the basar, and then once zrikas adam is taken care of, there's no mila on the basar, like in any situation where you have a properly brought carbon after the Zrikas Adam, there is no longer Me'ila. And Rabbi Yossi is going to hold, Roy Meratza Tzitz Alevei, the Tzitz doesn't work for the basar. So since the Tzitz doesn't work for the basar, this basar still has the disqualification of being Tamei. So since it has the disqualification of being Tamei, it can never be Piggle. Because as we said, Piggle can only be effective when there are no other disqualifications. Here we have another disqualification, the disqualification of Tamei. That's why V'loy majvle katar. It's not treated like tar basar. That's why v'loy kovim by pigle. It cannot become pigle. On the other hand, v'loy mafik mitei mi'ilah. So when could the mi'ilah issue be removed? When the zrika works for the basar. But here this basar is remaining tameh. Since the basar is remaining tameh, so the zrika is not effective for it. And since the zrika is not effective for it, it remains under the status of being susceptible to mi'ilah. So where are we up to now? It could be that both Rabbi Yossi will agree that ein basar yesh dam. Even if the meat is unfit, we could still do zrika sadam. And that is not a contradiction to his saying ein atzit smirat sa'al achilas. And now our Mishnah could work even according to Rabbi Yossi, because although the basar is unfit, the Mishnah could still allow for the carbon to be continued to be processed. Maskevle Rameri. So Rameri asks, Nen namid Rabbi Yossi sabek Rabbi Lezer. We're saying Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Lezer that even if ain basar, even if there's no meat, yesh tam, we can continue with the processing. So bishlam is vachim. So let's explain what happened with the karbonis in our Mishnah. When you bring a carbon, ikadam. So you have the dam for which became tamei, but the tzitz works for. The fact that the basar is tamei and the tzitz doesn't work for it, because ain't tzitz meratz al achilas, the tzitz doesn't work for the meat, doesn't bother me, because I could still bring the dam, because Rabbi Yossi is going to hold even ain basar yesh dam. Fine. The same thing, oimer, when we bring the carbon oimer, it could climates. And we'll go say the same thing. The tzitz will be working for the climates, won't work for the shirayim, but doesn't disturb me because the shirayim are like the basar, and I don't have to have shirayim to be able to bring the climates. Lechem aponim nami, I'll say the same concept. Ikke bezichin, those are the spoons of levoina that are burnt. For them, the tzitz will work, and will allow us to bring them. And the fact that I don't have the rest of the lechem upon him because the tzitz didn't work for it, that doesn't prevent the zichi levoina from being brought. But let's talk about the shtei lechem. The shtei lechem, what was done with the shtei lechem? They were brought on shvus. We did tnufa, we did waving with them. Nothing was put on them as bayach. And they were eaten. So it's only achilas. And we're saying that according to Rabbi Yossi, ein hatzitz meratz al achilas. The tzitz can't help you for something that's eaten. So how could the lechem apanim be brought? The lechem apanim was one of the examples of our Mishnah. El lechem el shtei lechem ma'ikel meima v'chiteima. So you'll say, you know what the Mishnah meant with the shtei lechem? It doesn't mean the shtei lechem itself. It means the shalmei tzibur that are brought along with the shtei lechem. And on them, again, we have the old concept. We'll have the blood that the tzitz will work for, and the basar that the tzitz doesn't work for, but I don't need the basar. It says the Gemara, that won't work in the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah mentioned Shalmei Tzibur already. So why would the Mishnah mention Shalmei Tzibur and Lechem upon him if the whole thing about Lechem upon him is really the Shalmei Tzibur? MK, when the Mishnah began with a count of five, it's really only four. Because the Shtei Lechem is really another way of saying Shalmei Tzibur. MK, Havlei Arba, there are only four examples. Vanan Chamish Tanan, says the Gemara, a different approach. As we said in the introduction to this piece of the Gemara, we said this whole issue of Hatzitz Meratza, that we need to rely on the Tzitz, is only if we hold Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur. It's a B'dievet situation, it's a difficult situation. So we need the Tzitz to help us. But if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then you don't need the tzitz. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold tuma hutri b'tzibur. When you have a tzibur that's mostly tamei, it's completely lechatchila, it's completely mutter, and you don't need to rely on the tzitz. Ella, says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yossi, tuma hutri b'tzibur. And that's why our Mishnah will not be a problem. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that Rabbi Yossi holds tuma hutri b'tzibur? For Tanya, there's a Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Yuma. The Mishnah says like this: the Kohen Gadol for the week before Yom Kippur. Let's give an example. The example is just an example. It can't happen. If Yom Kippur is on Sunday, Yom Kippur can't be on Sunday in our calendar. But if Yom Kippur were on Sunday, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was kept separate. Same thing if a kohen was going to be asked to do the avodah with the para aduma, with the efer para, and the halacha is that anybody that works with the efer has to be tar. We're concerned that this person has prior tumanim, and that's why for the week before we separate him. And given that we have a concern that he may have a tumas mess on him, every day we sprinkle him with the mechatas that we have, out of concern that he's already tumay. Now Rabbi Yossi says, what do we do? We're starting the 7 days. We started on Sunday. We know when somebody's tummy, what do? We sprinkle him on the third day and the seventh day. So we sprinkle him on Tuesday and on Shabbos. Again, it's not a perfect example because we never sprinkle on Shabbos for Shavuos. But just for the sake of an example, what do we sprinkle him with? With mechatas. And the Mishnah says that we use a combination of all the mechatas that we have from all the history of using mechatas. Again, why? Because we're worried that he's tamei, and maybe there's something wrong with the mechatas that we have current. So we use all the previous mechatas to make sure that we're doing it right. Ramei goes a step further. Ramei says, not only do we do this, but we sprinkle him every day. Why do we sprinkle him every day? Because we don't know what's the third day from when he was tamei, and what's the seventh day from when he's tamei. So that's why we sprinkle him every day. Now, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that even Ramei will tell us on the fourth day there's no need for sprinkling. But that's a mathematical calculation that's irrelevant to this year. Says the Gemara, Betanya, Echet Zev, Mazon Olav Kol Shiva. We sprinkle him every one of these 7 days before Yom Kippur, or before he's going to do the Avodah with the Mechatas. Mikol Chatos Shah Yusham, from all the Chatos that they had, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says that they had the Chatos back from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Some Rishonim say we don't have to use all of them. We only have to use Moshe Rabbeinu's. Others say we have to use actually a sampling from everyone. Divrei Ramei. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a mazel of El Shvishi Shvi'i Bavad. We only do the third and the seventh day. And as the Gemara Masechta Yuma explains, what's the basis of the machlokes of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi? Ramei holds that you should try to do Azar in the proper time. So since every day there's a shayla, this may be the third day, or this may be the seventh day, do it this day. Rabbi Yossi holds it doesn't have to be done in a specific time. It has to be done. So as long as you do it on the third and seventh day, even though maybe you could have done it earlier, doesn't bother me. But now the Gemara gets to the punchline. It was saying that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So what are you worried about? That the Kohen Gadol may be Tameh. And that's why I'm sprinkling him. Mamli Azor Klal. Tumah Hutra, I don't have to do anything. Even if it's Tameh, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Al Mechvata. So you can't say that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Al Mechvata must listen to like Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah can't coincide with Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Sfas Emes, Gevalda Gekasha. He says, even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, doesn't mean that you should do it B'Tumah if you could do it B'Tahara. So good, Rabbi Yossi maybe holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but if we have the option of taking the Kohen Gadol for a week before, and doing it and making him 1,000% sure Tor, do it. So how do we have a proof that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? Answers the Sfas Emes, that if we're only doing it because we have this shaila, really Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but we have a slight concern. Let's think about it. We don't know that he's Tamei. We know Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Why would we go through all this process of sprinkling dam every day, taking all the mechatas that we have in the history of Klal Yisrael, if Al Pidin there's no Shaila? So it must be that it's not Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur if we went through all of this bother to be Matar him. Amalei, so now the Gemara, what the Gemara is going to do now, is yesterday Rabbi Yossi made a very cryptic statement. And the Gemara didn't really reflect on it. Now the Gemara is going to go back to it. He says, I agree with Rabbi Lezer, he agrees with Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara many times uses a statement, Mezakish Tari Lebesh Trei, means that if you have a Din Torah between the lender and the borrower, one could be right, one is right and one is wrong. You can't say both. Amalei, Rabbi Yossi's Shtar Mezakish Lebesh Trei. He's saying, Psak, Rabbi Lezer and Bishu are arguing, and he's passing like both of them. The Tanya, as we learned yesterday, Om Rabbi Yossi, Royin is the Rabbi Lezer Bezvachim. I agree with Rabbi Lezer said by Kabbonis with the Rabbi Yeshua Bezvachim. And I agree with Rabbi Yeshua. V'di Rabbi Lezer B'Menachas. I agree with Rabbi Lezer what he says B'Menachas. V'di Rabbi Yeshua B'Menachas. And the Gemara explains. Di Rabbi Lezer Bezvachim, Shaya Oy Medam Af B'Shem Basar. That you could sprinkle the dam even though there's no fit meat. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim. I agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Shalem emein dam ein basar. If there's no blood, you can't do anything with the meat. Emein basar. If the meat's not fit, you can't do anything with the dam. You can't pass like both of them. Again, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Nachas. Shalem kaimitz api shein shem shrayim. You could bring the kaimitz even though there's no fit shrayim. The divrei Rabbi Yeshua ben Nachas shalem emein shem shrayim. If there are no fit shrayim and kaimitz, you can't process the kaimitz. And vice versa, emein kaimitz, you can't do anything with the shrayim. So what's he's all over the place here. What's he saying? What he meant to say is like this. When Rabbi Yosi was learning Masechet Zvachim, Amr, he said Mistabra. I think the Kehecha the Pligi Zvachim, just like we have Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Yeshua and Zvachim, by Kabbonis, Pligi Nami B'Menachas. They're also arguing B'Menachas. And Kai B'Menachas, when he was learning Masechet Menachas, Amr, Mistabra Kehecha the Pligi B'Menachas, just like the argument of B'Menachas, Pligi Nami B'Zvachim. They're arguing also in Zvachim. That's what he meant to say. Amalei, so he said, how can you say that's what he means? That he was learning Mizvachim, Amr Mistabra, that he made a statement, Tikihecha the Pligi Mizvachim, just like Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua arguing Mizvachim, Pligi Nami Menachas, they also argue in Menachas. That's a statement that makes sense. Why? Dika Kroiki Ksivi, Mizvachim Ksivi. The Pasik that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua argue, Vidab Mizvachach Yishafeh, all the psukim that we learned by Sisa Lasecha Habos Vadam, all psukim by Kabbonis, and Rabbi Yosi makes a sensible statement to say that the Machloikas is not limited to Zvachim. I'm saying it also applies to Menachas. Eliki Kaiba Menachas, when he's learning Menachas, I'm Mistabra, what's the sense in saying Kehecha the Pligi Menachas Pligi Nam B'Zvachim? That just like they argue in Menachas, they argue in Zvachim. Of course they argue in Zvachim. They could cry B'Zvachim with the Ksiv. That's where the psukim are. So now we need to understand Reb Yossi's very cryptic statements. Eloi Kasha. What he meant to say is like this. Roy and Nis Divir Reb Elazar ben Nitma. I agree with Reb Elazar when the Basar is Tomei, that even though the Basar is Tomei, but the Basar is here, it's just Tomei, there you could do Zrikas Adam. And I agree with Reb Yeshua, but Ovid the Sarf. But if the meat is burnt or lost, there I agree with Reb Yeshua that you can't do Zrikas Adam. My Tama. Why would Rabbi Yossi agree with Rabbi Elazar? Shouldn't the matzah tzitz? Because he can say the tzitz will work if the basar is tamei. Ask the Gemara. We just finished learning a long sugya. For Hashem le Rabbi Yossi, they ain't have tzitz meratzah lechilas. So if the basar is here and it's tamei, the tzitz can't help it according to Rabbi Yossi. So that can't be pshat what Rabbi Yossi said. Eloi kash. What he meant to say is this: Roy in the estiver Rabbi Elazar b'tzibur. I agree with Rabbi Elazar b'Kabbon Tzibur that if the basar is unfit, you could do Zrikas Adam. Ryan is to Rabbi Yeshua b'Yochid. I agree with Rabbi Yeshua by Kabbon Yochid that if the basar is unfit, then you can't do Zrikas Adam. Now, why is Tzibur different than Yochid? But Tzibur my Tama, why would you make a difference between a Kabbon Tzibur and a Kabbon Yochid? Because you would say by Kabbon Tzibur, Tum Hotra b'Tzibur. Ask the Gemara. We just finished proving from the Mishnah and Yuma, Chodah the Shamalei Rabbi Yossi, we proved from the Mishnah and Yuma, Doma Tulim Chuyah B'Tzibur. He doesn't agree with that concept. Void, what do you want to say? That the difference is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. But let's go back to the top line of this Amid. In a carbon Tzibur, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that even if the Masr is unfit, Emein Basr, Yeshdam. So I need Rabbi Yossi to tell me I agree with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Elazar even. Void ibit tzibur. If we're talking about a karmat tzibur, Rabbi Elazar machshav aloi Rabbi Yeshua, makes no sense. Ha amrit, as we said on the top line of Daf Ayin Chesam Aleph, but tzibur, when we're dealing with karmat tzibur, I feel Rabbi Yeshua maida. Ella says the Gemara. Again, need to understand this brisa. Roy ani esti Rabbi Elazar b'di'evid. I agree with Rabbi Elazar b'di'evid, and I agree with Rabbi Yeshua and al-chatchila. L'chatchila, if the basar is unfit, don't do Zrikas Adam. But the Eved, you could agree with Rabbi Elazar. Ask the Gemara. The Eved, we go back to the first words we learned in today's shir. In the Eved, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Maida. If you remember, I said at the beginning of the shir that we're going to prove that Rabbi Yeshua keeps this dichotomy between the Chatchila and the Eved. And here we see it. The Ktani, Maida Rabbi Yeshua, Shemzara Kurtza. So that, again, I don't need Rabbi Yossi to say I agree with Rabbi Elazar. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees with Rabbi Elazar in a B'di'evit situation. Says the Gemara, no. when does Rabbi Yeshua agree that b'di'evit it's okay b'tuma? If the bosser became tamei, he says b'di'evit, if you did zrikas adam, it'll be all right. But ovid v'sarf, ha b'tuma ha ba'ovid v'sarf. Kik tani, when do we learn ma'id Rabbi Yeshua shem zarek hor says b'di'evit it's all right strictly b'nitma? Abba b'ovid v'sarf loy. Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold ovid v'sarf. Even but the evidence is not acceptable. Kiyam Rabbi Yossi, Roy needs to Rabbi Lezer. Now I understand what Rabbi Yossi is saying. That even but the evidence of the Sarf. So what does that mean? We have three shittas. We have shittas Rabbi Lezer that says, Ein Basar Yesh Dam. I don't care what the status of the Basar is, I can still do Zrika Saddam. We have shittas Rabbi Yeshua that says, L'chatchila, never do Zrika Saddam. But the evidence, by Karban Yochid, but the evidence as follows. If the bosser got tomei, you can't do zrikas adam. If the bosser got tomei, you can't do zrikas adam. If the bosser got lost or burnt, you can't do zrikas adam even with the evid. And Rabbi Yossi is somewhere in the middle. L'chatchila, he says you can never do zrikas adam, but with the evid, it makes no difference what the problem with the bosser is. Whether if the bosser became tomei, or whether if the bosser became over the sorif, you could always do zrikas adam. Now we can understand what we said at the beginning of this year. On one hand, we have Rabbi Yeshua saying that he makes a difference between l'chatchil and b'di'evit. In another place, we said Rabbi Yeshua says psula, even b'di'evit. So how can we reconcile? Now it's very gishmak. When did Rabbi Yeshua make a difference between l'chatchil and b'di'evit? By nitma. And by ovid v'sarif, psula, there's no difference, even b'di'evit, it's not acceptable. There's a beautiful arsameach. I have to say it, even though it's a little late. There's a beautiful arsameach. Look at Rashi, the last words of Rashi before the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, I feel a nisraf for avdu, even if they meet, even if it got nisraf avdu, come him hikta konfik shera. So Rashi chooses to say Rabbi Yossi's din, not by regular carbon, by carbon mincha. And the question is why? Why didn't he talk like a regular carbon, as we just explained the Gemara? And, interestingly enough, if you look in the Rambam says like this. By a carbon mincha, if the shirayim become tamei, ovid, are lost, sorrow or burnt, but the evidence are right. By a carbon, the Rambam says, by nitma, it's all right, ovid, sorrow, it's not. So, memanoshach. If the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yossi, he should say the same din by a carbon, regular carbon by a mincha. If he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, so he should say the same thing both by a mincha, by a carbon. Yet he says the difference between the carbon mincha and the carbon and a regular carbon. And the Lechem Mishnah says, what's Pshah? Where did the Rambam take this from? It's not Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbi Yeshua. So Rasameich says, Ge'oinus. The Rasameich says like this. In a regular carbon, there are three parts. It's going to be very relevant to the next part of the Shia. There's the Dam, which is sprinkled. There's the Amrim, which are the parts of the animal that are brought on the Mizbeach. And there's the basar. In a carbon mincha, we only have two parts. We have the kaimitz, which is the equivalent to the dam, and we have the shirayim, which are the equivalent to the basar. But what's equivalent to the emrim? What do you have the equivalent to the emrim by a carbon mincha? Says the Arsameach, the kaimitz is what's equivalent to the emrim. So in other words, according to the Arsameach, according to the Rambam, the kaimitz serves a dual purpose. It serves the purpose of being the dam, and also serves the purpose of being the emrim. So it's not very gishmak. The Rambam holds tak if something happens to the basar and the emrim, you can't do the dam. And that's why the Rambam says, if the basar is over the sarf, then you have no choice, you can't do anything with the dam. But if the kaimitz is still here, so good, the shirayim, something, not good, but the shirayim are gone. But you still have emrim, because you have the kaimitz. And the kaimitz is also the emrim. And as long as you have the emrim, you can still continue with the kaimitz. Because the kaimitz has a dual purpose. That's why Rashi chose to only speak about the case of kaimitz, because there's a difference between a carbon mincha and a regular carbon. And Rashi is going to agree with the Rambam. Zok the Mishnah. Nitme basa. By carbon Pesach, if the basa becomes tamei, v'chelev kaim, but you still have chelev, ein azarek stam. And like Rashi explains, even though Rabbi Eliezer told us in the previous Gemara that if ain dam, if ain basar, if the basar becomes tamei yesh dam, you could still do zrikas adam. Karim Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer will agree you can't. Why? Because the whole purpose, as the Mishnah would tell us, of the Karm Pesach is to bring, is to eat. And if there's no basar, there's no point. Nitma chaylev ha-basar kayim. But let's say the chaylev becomes tamei and the basar is still here. The aloch is zarek stam. You could still do zrikas adam. Umu mekudoshim. Ain't okay. All other karbonis, it's not that way. Ala afish nitma ha-basar. Even if the boss becomes Tomei, the Chalev Kayim, but we still have Chalev Zarek Saddam. And Rashi says, this could even go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua says you have to have something left. But you don't have to have Bosser. If you have Amorim, it's also enough. So even though Nitma HaBosser, the Chalev you still have. And once you still have the Chalev, you can continue with Zarek Saddam. The Tveres Yisrael explains how is this possible, that Nitma HaBosser of Chalev Kayim, by Karban Pesach. So he says very simple. We learned that they used to shech the animal, then put the blood in these pans and mish them, and then they started processing the animal. While they were holding the pans, it could be got the chaylev out, and the bus became tamei. Sfas Emes asks the following shayla. He says, let's say nitma habasar, all the bus became tamei, but one kazayis basar was left. That's not tamei. But in a Karan Pesach, you have a lot of people who register. Is that going to be considered nitma habasar? Because not everybody's going to have their own kazayis. Or do we say, since there's one kazayis that's not tamei, so it's not a situation of nitma habasar? The Aruch HaShulchan seems to hold that that will not be a case of nitma habasar. As long as I was able to save one kazayis, it's not nitma habasar. There's one more shaila to mention. The halacha is that let's say you do zrikas hadam improperly. Your halacha is how zrikas hadam is supposed to be done. If it's done improperly, for every carbon the halacha is that the carbon is kosher, but you're not allowed to eat the meat. What will be the halacha on a carbon Pesach? So it's a three-way machlokes ha'achroidim. Some say carbon Pesach has the same halacha like all other carbonas, and that the halacha would be that the carbon is kosher, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Others say that carbon Pesach you're allowed to eat the meat under those circumstances, and others say that the carbon becomes invalid, because the whole point is to eat, and here you can't eat, and therefore you would have to bring another carbon. Amrav Gidl Amrav, now comes along Rav and tells us a chiddush. Im Zorak, if you did Zrikas Adam, when Nitma HaBasar, Hurtzah B'diavad, it's acceptable. Ask the Rav Abin Achila, if all the Basar is Tamei, you won't be able to eat from this carbon. So how could it say that the carbon will be acceptable? Answers the Gemara, L'Chila Loi Ma'akva. The Chila is not crucial. Ask the Gemara, v'ksiv ish l'fi achloi, that the whole point of the Karan Pesach is eating it. Answers the Gemara, l'mitzvah. That's only l'chatchila. But the evidence is okay without it. Ask the Gemara, l'akiv loi, it's not ma'akiv, v'tan, it's not something that is a showstopper, v'tanya. We learned the b'raisa. Memichsas, the Pesach says, regarding Karan Pesach, memichsas, melamich en ha-pesach, nishchar el l'menuyov. You can only shech the Karan Pesach for people who register to it. Yochol shechtish loy l'menuyov. You would think that you shech the Karan Pesach for somebody who didn't register it. Yei ka'ovel ha-mitzvah. You didn't do it the right way, v'kosher. Tamaloyme ish l'fi ochle t'chaisu. Ha-kosov shinolov ha-kosov l'akiv. We know that whatever the Torah in Kotshim says that didn't twice, it means that even b'diyav it's not acceptable. So if a person didn't register, it's not acceptable. V'iskish oichel l'menuyim. And we know that the din is that eating people fit to eat is the same like people being registered. So how could you say that if you shechted the Karman Pesach for somebody who can't eat it, nitma boss and nobody could eat it, it'll be kosher b'diyav, it's not kosher b'diyav, says the Gemara, Rav Dom Kreb Nosson. Rav's going to hold like Rav Nosson, Domachilis Pesachalai Ma'akva. Eating the Karan Pesach is not Ma'akiv, not like this Braisa. So the Rishonim point out a very important point. They say like this, everybody agrees that if the Karan Pesach was brought properly, that when you brought the Karan Pesach, it was brought for people who could eat it, and then something happened to it that makes it inedible, halachically, the Karan Pesach is kosher. The machlokes between Reb Nosson and the Rabbanan is, if b'shas you did the Zrikas Adam, you did it in a situation where nobody could eat it. Nitma Abosar. The Rabbanan hold that even b'diavad would not be acceptable. Reb Nosson holds b'diavad would be acceptable. Hi, Reb Nosson. So ask them, where do we see Reb Nosson hold that Achilles Pesach Olam Na'akva? Ilayim ha-Reb Nosson, perhaps it's this Reb Nosson. The Tanya Reb Nosson, Oimer, V'nayin Shekoy Yisrael Yoetzim Pesach Tachan. How do you know that all of Klal Yisrael can eat one Karban Pesach? Tamalayma, v'shachtu oisei kol das Yisrael ben abayim. Is the question, let's understand the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, everybody in Klal Yisrael shechts the Karban Pesach. Is the question, v'chi kol ha-kol shechtim, does everybody shech the Karban Pesach? V'loin shechet en echad, you only have one shechet. And melamish kol Yisrael yoytzen Pesach echad. All of Klal Yisrael can be yoytzen one Pesach. That's not sad in the Pasuk. Dilmashani hosam, what happened there is, the mimshechichani, one group removes themselves, chazi lahani, the next group comes. The mimshechichani, chazi lahani. Now, in other words, it's not that we shech for all Klal Yisrael at one time, and if we shech for all Klal Yisrael at one time, obviously there isn't a kazayas for every individual. What it means is that there are groups coming and going, and every group has a kazayas. Elohar Reb Nosson. This Reb Nosson. The Tanya, Nimna Lov Chabura Achas, and one group joined, the Chazra Nimna Lov Chabura Achas, another group joined, Rishonim Shiesh Le Kazayas, the first group that has a kazayis for each member of the group, Oichlim, Abiturim, Alas, Pesach, Sheini, they could eat, and they don't have to bring another Karban Pesach. Achroidim, the second group, Sheilim, kazayis, there wasn't a kazayis for every member of this group, Ein Oichlim, so they can't eat from this Karban Pesach. They're not considered Menuyin, the Chayovim, Alas, Pesach, Sheini, and therefore it's considered as if they didn't bring the first Pesach, and they have to bring Karban Pesach, Sheini. Ram Nosson Oimer, Eil, Eil, Abiturim, Alas, Pesach, Sheini. Even the second group won't have to bring a Pesach, Sheini, Shekvan Nizr Kadam. Because if they did Zrika Saddam, even though the second group didn't have a kazayas, it's still acceptable. That's not a proof that Shloila Oichlev is not a problem according to Beleza B'diyevet. Akati Dimla Shani Hossam, maybe the situation is, Dimachshir Memshechichani Chazi Lahu. That if the first group goes away, the second group will be acceptable. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that that's not Pshat Rim Nosin. Inkain listening Hoyal V'ruil Mishach. If the point is that the first group could have disregistered and the second group can have registered, so that's what the Mishnah said. What did it say? Shekva Nizrik Adam. Shekva Nizrik Adam means that even though I brought it for people who can't eat it, but the evidence are right. So we see Shemami No Abadam Talim Milsa, that according to Rav Nosson, the main thing is that you should be able to do the Zrika Saddam properly. Avachilai Makvin, if you did it in a situation where people won't be able to eat, it's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, my Dukka the Rav the Mukla Masnisil Chatchila, Rav Nosson, what's forcing Rav to explain our Mishnah? That the Mishnah is telling you, Chatchila, you should do it only La'ichlov, but if the Evid, you did it, it's okay. Nukmik Rabbonin, why don't we say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbonin? And therefore, even if b'diavad you did the Zrika Saddam when there were no Eichlin, it'll still be acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Rav Masnisin Kashisa. Rav had a problem with the Mishnah. Amai Tani Ein Azarik Saddam, why did Mishnah use the terminology Ein Azarik Saddam? Listening, Posel. The Mishnah should have said, Posel. If you did Zrika Saddam when people can't eat, it's Posel. Al Shemami No, that must be in the Mishnah. Ein Zarik Lechatchilo. Avo Diyavad Shapidami. Ask the Gemara, or Rav Nosson Ishlefi Ochel Lameli. If a coin to Rav Nosson was saying now that Zrikas that Ochelim Anam Ma'akiv, and if you did the Zrikas down when nobody will be able to eat, all the Basar is Tamei, it's still going to be Avid Kosher. What's going to do with the Pasuk of Ishlefi Ochelai? Says the Gemara, to be in Gavri to Chazal Lechila. He's going to tell us that the person has to be a person that can eat, but it doesn't make a difference if the carbon will be eaten, who is edible or not, it has to be done for people who are able to eat. That wouldn't exclude an oral or a chzokin or a chayla. Rav Nosson told us here that if one group registered and then the second group registered, then Rav Nosson said, but the evidence are right. The Rabbanan said it's not. Ask the Rishonim, the Achronim. Understand, if the groups just come and register, the carbon is already saturated. It's already registered. Of course the second group according to Rabbanan are too late. And why according to Rav Nosson is it good? Because Aruch HaShulchan says a beautiful teretz. He says, of course if the first carbon was a registered and there's nothing left from this carbon meat available and a second group comes and registers, even Rav Nosson will agree that that registration is a meaningless registration. He says, the Gemara is talking about a case like this. Let's say the carbon has 100 kazesim. The first group had 80 people. So 80 people registered, and 80 kazesim are accounted for. So you still have 20 kazesim available. The second group has 30 people. So it's not that there was nothing available. There wasn't enough available. That's where Reb Nosson says b'diavad it will work. And the Chacham says, since you have 20 kazais for 30 people, it's meaningless. One more interesting shaila I saw based on this Gemara. Now we're learning kach, but let's talk about matzah for a minute. The shaila is like this. A shaila was asked, somebody ordered matzahs by a store. By a rav, by a store. The shaila goes with a rav. And the rav took, he over-ordered. People ordered 200 pounds of matzahs. And he only has 100 pounds of matzahs. So who gets those 100 pounds? So the Paiskim say as follows. If when these orders were taken, the rav already had the matzahs. So when you made the order, it was a kinyan. So the first come, first serve. But let's say he didn't have the matzahs yet. So there is a day that says a shibur guf, a personal obligation, is considered like a kinyan, even though the matzahs aren't here. But poshut, that's not what happened. What happened is that he took orders and he wrote them down, but there was no kinyan. So there's no first come, first serve, because there was no kinyan here. So now, what do you do when it comes to give out the matzahs, if there aren't enough? If there's enough, there's no shaila. So the Paiskim say, interestingly, you have to make some sort of a pshara. You have to do yachloiku. You have to divide it up somehow. However, the Paiskim say that if you do that, you shouldn't use those matzahs for the Seder. Because we learned earlier in the Masechta that the matzahs have to be lechem. They have to be yours. Here, everybody claims that the matzah belongs to him, not to the next person. So if the matzahs aren't yours, you're not yoytze mitzvah matzah. So unless the other people, everybody is mevater, everybody completely gives off the matzahs to the next person, says what you got is yours, and what I got is mine, and I'm fine with it, you shouldn't use those matzahs.